Paulson, David. Sadler. St. Helena, California, June 14, 1906. Dr. David Paulson and Elder Sadler. Dear brethren, I have been working hard and am weary, and yet I will not give up, for there is much to do. During the dedication of the Loma Linda Sanitarium, I spoke for a short time on the open platform on the lawn, while the wind was blowing. The exercises were very impressive. We also had an excellent meeting at the dedication of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. I am glad that these sanitarium properties have come into the possession of our brethren and sisters in the Southern California Conference. For years we have worked at a disadvantage, but now I am so thankful that, in the providence of God, many facilities have been placed within our reach, and we can encourage our brethren in Southern California to awake to their opportunities. Everyone in that field should be grateful to God, for He has wrought for us in a remarkable manner. The sanitarium at Loma Linda is in need of larger quarters for their treatment rooms. An addition for this purpose will be built this summer. The Paradise Valley Sanitarium has added a large wing to the main building and is now provided with excellent treatment rooms. The second story of the new part is finished for the accommodation of patients, but the third story is not yet finished. However, both institutions are in running order and are making good use of the facilities they have. Through circumstances that I could not well control, I have been suffering for some time from the weariness of constant anxiety. I am sensible of the fact that I am mortal, and that I must guard my physical, mental, and moral powers. The constant changing from place to place necessitated by travel, and the taking hold of public labor wherever I have gone, have been too much for me. In addition to the writings that I have been preparing day and night, as the Lord has worked my mind by His Holy Spirit. And when I am meeting with evidences that these communications will be treated by some, in accordance with the human judgment of those who shall receive them, when I realize that some are watching keenly for some words which have been traced by my pen, and upon which they can place their human interpretations in order to sustain their positions and to justify a wrong course of action, when I think of these things, it is not very encouraging to continue writing. Some of those who are certainly reproved strive to make every word vindicate their own statements. The twistings and connivings and misrepresentations and misapplications of the word are marvelous. Persons are linked together in this work. What one does not think of, another mind supplies. When the true converting power comes home to us as human agents, we see a power in God's plans and embrace the evidence of the divine remedy for sin. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1, verse 7. I can rely wholly and unmistakably upon the sure word of prophecy. I am now carrying a very heavy burden for those who are lost in the mysteries of false science. I have had physical suffering of the heart. Therefore, I could not quickly answer the questions that you and Elder Sadler have presented to me. A severe cold has been upon me ever since the Loma Linda meeting. I assure you it is not because I do not respect you, brethren Paulson and Sadler, that I do not answer your questions now. Pray for me, and I will pray for you, and as soon as I can, I will clear up, if possible, the misunderstandings regarding the work God has given me to do. Certainly, a very great work is before us. I must now watch and pray and wait. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. 1 John 3, verse 3.